Good morning, Kenson Electronics.
Good morning. Can I speak to Art, please?
Hold, please.
Thank you.
They are here.
Hey, Art. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. Looks like your email just came through. Looks like I had almost everything that I needed. Just a quick heads up here. Looks like you forgot to sign that application.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because that was a fill-in document. I wasn't sure how to sign it.
Right, right. So, most common practice is to kind of print it out, you know, sign it, and then just, like, scan it or something. Do you have a scanner in the office?
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. No worries. Once that's done, I'm going to go ahead and just start crunching those numbers. Just real quick, I do remember we kind of briefly went over this. You said they were going to cost around $30,000 to $40,000 a piece for those two.
He gave me a quote. He gave me a quote the other day. It was $43,000.
$43,000 for both or each?
For each per machine.
Okay, 43 times two. You think you could email that quote over to me?
Sure.
Awesome.
And no, I may need some other stuff other than that.
Oh, okay, okay. Sure, then we can try to get it all done at once. Yeah, just wait for you there to kind of gather your stuff. Take a peek what I have here. So we've got those power jets times two. You looking to, you said order some more stuff from the same company?
No, we might need some auxiliary equipment, though.
Auxiliary equipment, okay. Sure. So 43 times 2, that'd be about 86. Could you think you could ballpark here what that auxiliary equipment might cost?
$15,000.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, you shouldn't have much of a problem with that there. So total of about $100,000. Definitely. The nice part is with a business in your industry and the amount of time you guys have been kind of hanging around, pretty secured there. Some of our recent customers coming from the gas and oil industry, they're not doing too well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Been pretty rough. Hey, do you guys have any hurricane warnings out there in Tennessee?
Here? No.
No, okay.
You know, my brother actually lives in Florida. He lives right along the Atlantic coast.
Oh,
I
no.
I spoke to him last night.
Okay. How's he doing? Are they evacuating or are they just kind of hanging
out? No, they're staying.
Okay. Okay.
He says we got all kinds of ramen noodles and half a dozen cans of Bam. So he's good to go.
Oh, God. I hope ramen noodles.
I was talking to him. He said, usually, he said, when you have a hurricane, mm-hmm. And if your garage door blows in, that's when the roof blows off your house because of the difference in pressure.
Oh, Jesus. The garage door blows in?
Yeah, well, when the wind from the storm, it said once it blows your garage door in, then the wind goes up into your house and pops the roof off.
Oh, God. That sounds...
So the goal was not let your garage door blow in.
Yeah, that's the key. Got to go pile some stuff.
So he just installed a new hurricane-proof garage door system.
Okay, nice.
He's got that, and he also has these screens installed in front of the window, so it keeps debris from busting the windows out and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen some really dangerous stuff, like just stuff flying through it. Yeah, okay. Well, it's good that he's thinking ahead there.
He said he dropped his pool down about 10 inches, too.
Yeah, that's probably smart. Don't want some flooding over there. Yeah, definitely. Is this the same brother that used to be at the electronic company here, or is he...
Yeah, he used to run it here.
Yeah, he was the guy. Okay. Yeah. And then he decided to head down to Florida, huh?
Well, he was living in Ohio.
Okay.
But, he went back in the printing industry.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. And I guess life in Florida can't be too bad. I mean, except for these, you know, hurricanes and whatnot. Have you visited him out there before?
Well, I've been to Florida before. No, he's only moved down here 3-4 months ago. I haven't been down yet.
Oh, I see. I see. Still pretty new. Well, that's not a good welcome, just a hurricane at the front door.
Yeah. He didn't ever want to move there, but I guess the company offered him enough money and made it worth his while.
Sure. Definitely. Okie dokie.
Well, let me sign that and get that over to you, and then I'll get this quote over to you also.
Sure, sounds good, and that might be everything we need. The auxiliary equipment that you mentioned, are those going to be stuff you would need to get a quote for, or is that just kind of random?
No, it's probably going to need stuff I need to get a quote for.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and just kind of put together what we have so far. I know those guys down in operations are pretty good. We can definitely get it going. Once you get that, you know, quotes for the auxiliary and everything else, I'll just kind of add it to the file. But, I mean, the $15,000 shouldn't make too much of a difference up or down. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and just put the request for about $100,000. $86,000 of that would be for the two machines, and then the $15,000 for the extra auxiliary. If it goes up or down a few thousand, no worries. And, yeah, I think we can definitely get something good in the works here. As far as purchasing it themselves, you think you'll be looking to do that in a few weeks, months? How soon?
I'm sorry, what?
Purchasing the actual equipment. Are you looking to do that here in the next few weeks or months?
Probably going to be weeks. If I get the job, it should be weeks.
Sure. And these are the same guys that were looking to make 5 million parts a year, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty big job there. Okay. Sounds good. Then I will go ahead and put that together. On the equipment here, Art, real quick, did you run like a return on investment kind of thing? Would you happen to quantify that? Would you be able to give like a number? Or not? Didn't really think that through too much.
I'm sorry, you need what?
Like a return on investment. Some people kind of run numbers and they say this machine will make me, you know, $100,000 a year, or it'll add $50,000 a year to my productivity. Have you tried to run those numbers,
well,
hard numbers?
Because of the cheap price of that machine, we only expect to maybe get 8 to 10 years use out of it, and then at that point we junk it. Because it is a Chinese-made machine, the prices are like half the price of a German-made machine, such as an Arberg or a Battenfeld.
Sure.
Usually those machines run $120,000, $130,000, $140,000 on their own.
Oh, geez.
This machine's only $43,000, so we consider that almost a disposable asset.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea, because those do need maintenance and stuff. Eventually things will start coming up, you know, pieces, especially being made from China. So
now, if we do get two of them in here, after that job ends, what we can probably do is convert the one over to regular plastic injection molding.
You can do that in-house? Just pull out some tools?
Yeah.
And
yeah, you'd have to order a new head for it. Now, a new head might cost about $10,000, but you stick the new head on it, and then you got a brand new molding machine, a regular style molding machine.
Sure. And does that still have to take silicon, or you could switch that over to any plastics or whatever?
No. If you switch over the heads, they're going to be used. You can use it to process ABS plastic, polycarbonate, which is also Lexan, Norel, polypropylene, all kinds of different plastics.
I got you. Okay.
But silicone's its own little special machine setup. You kind of set it up separate. It's a special process.
Right, yeah.
But what I'm saying is after that job ends, if it does end, because I expect to keep going every year.
Sure.
But if it does end, you can take the head off the machine and replace it with a head and turn it into a regular injection machine. You can use it for all the other industrial-grade plastics.
Sure. So for an extra $10,000, you'd be able to convert it, make it useful anyway. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good
fallback. Yeah, because we have about 8 machines out here right now.
Okay.
A lot of the machines we have are older, so it'd be nice to have a newer machine.
Yeah, I got you. For, you know,
I actually just lost a job from a company because I didn't have a newer machine sitting here.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Those guys that came
that
in and kind of...
That would have been a $500,000 job.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, they're just because they saw an old machine, yeah, they said that they didn't want to...
To be honest with you, it kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, honestly, I would be too.
They really liked their price. I mean, we had a really good price.
Right.
That's why they came here to visit.
Sure, because I'm sure that everything else was set to go, but just because of the old... I remember you mentioning that wasn't even a machine they were going to be using for their production.
Exactly. It just, I don't know, the whole thing just made me mad.
Yeah, it's just like a silly thing to let slip through your fingers. Fair enough. Well, yeah, hopefully once these two get set up, you can just kind of hide those other two, just in case we have some, you know, superficial people coming in. But... Yeah, okay, that sounds good, Art. I'll go ahead and put the stuff together here. I'll wait on that, just the signed application. That's the last thing we really need. I'll ballpark the estimates for you now. Once I get those quotes in, I'll just go ahead and add them to the file, and then we really should be good to go from there.
Okay.
Sounds good. Are you looking pretty busy here today, or?
I'm always busy. Chinese last night about 3:30 at night. They keep calling me.
Oh God, yeah, the time difference must be like 12 hours or so.
Yeah.
Give them your house number. Wake you up at 3 a.m.
Oh, I made a mistake of giving them my cell phone number one time.
Oh boy, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Especially
well,
with
the
that.
One time I was up on PA on vacation and I needed to talk to them, so I kind of had to give it to them.
Sure, understandable. But then you just regretted it later because it just kept waking you up.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's all right. These guys in China, have you guys worked with them before, or is this a new thing?
The mold maker I use, I worked with them. I've actually ordered a couple different molds from them.
Okay. Okay.
The people that make the mold for the machine, but no, the machine people, no, I've... I haven't worked with them before, but I did go to another company and actually visit and see their machines in operation.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
So I did verify that, yes, they do make machines. I've verified, yes, they do work, and verified the company is running them. They like them.
Sure, so despite the price being about half, they're still, you saw it in physical in front of you working full-time?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, good.
They were actually using it for medical application.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and that stuff has to be really precise, too, so that's...
Well, it was a company in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Okay.
They use the molding machines. What they do is they make the super glues for
mm-hmm.
hospitals, the super glues they use to close incisions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's intense. Okay. And that
now,
was the
molding
stuff they
machine,
were... Hmm.
The molding machines they run, they actually make the caps for on the closure caps for the super glue.
I see. And they were using that same machine you're getting from China.
Yep.
Okay, and you talked
well,
to the owners?
Well, not the exact same machine, but one very similar.
Right, as long as it was the same company. And you talked to the owners, and you asked them, like, you know, how's it running for you?
Yeah, well, I talked to the machine operator, and I talked to the people that repaired equipment, and they said they haven't had any problems, and they've been running them about 2 years.
2 years, okay.
They actually had 3 machines sitting there working, and they
okay.
even had 2 more machines on order, so they got... They had
yeah,
3 running and 2 in order, so they must have liked them if he ordered more.
Yeah, I believe that. You know what? You guys might be onto something here. If you guys get these machines for much less, and then you have to spend less money maintaining them, and then just, you know, toss them out after 8 to 10 years, that might be a better setup than, you know, investing in
well,
that German
machine. The regular machines from China, they run about 34, but because this is silicone, that's a little more. It's like 43.
Okay. That's right. Okay. So 34 would have been... yeah, I remember we were ballparking it. You said 30 to 40. So
yeah.
34 would be super affordable.
I had them quote a machine here the other year.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at replacing this one antique out here sitting.
Okay. And they had it about 34, you said?
That was about 34K.
Yeah. I mean, grabbing 34 and making it last 8 years, that's a pretty good return on investment there, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, definitely. It'll make more money than it costs, so that's kind of what we're getting at.
Yep.
All right, Art, I'll let you get back to it over there. If you could just send in that signed app, that's really the only essential part. If you want to take a little bit of time for the quotes or if you want to do it all together, that's up to you. But I'll definitely start working with what I have here, and yeah, I'll be in touch as soon as we have something solid.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
seeing
it now. Should have it over to you in 2-3 minutes.
Sure, no worries. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. You do have my phone number and stuff on those emails, as far as I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.
All right, see you.
Bye-bye.